Blog Talk Radio.
When you walk with me, take my hand. When you walk with me with your mind. When you walk with me, take my hand. When you walk with me with your mind.
Family and listening audience, welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara'al of Beth Yahweh. And before we get started, just want to reiterate and encourage all in attendance to get your study tools, your Bible, your pens, your highlighters, your notepads, your iPads, your concordance, your Bible dictionaries, and all those things that you may need in order to conduct a good study. We are going to start off with a brief prayer. Then we get on getting into the lesson. Hopefully everyone can hear me loud and clear. You can send a text and let me know. That way I can make sure that there's no technical difficulties going on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to another day. Another day to give you praise, another day to give you, another day to worship. We thank thee for allowing us to about to enter into another Sabbath day. Another day in which you said that you will meet with us. Father, we ask for thee to open our minds to receive the wonders of your word on this evening. And we thank thee for protecting us throughout the course of the week and bringing us to this moment. We ask for thee to continue to help those that are in need of your assistance. We ask for thee to continue to help us to walk in your ways and walk in your truth and to look to thy son, Yahushua. For he is that perfect example. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Now we're going to get into the teaching for the day. And this particular teaching, we're going to talk about putting your acceptance into action. The previous broadcast we had, we talked about acceptance. And that's accepting the fact that the Most High is talking to us and guiding us and acknowledging us. And we acknowledging Him. The second part we talked about was, what are we accepting? You know, when we say that we hear him and we're going to do as he say, but what are we accepting? And through the scriptures that we went through last week, we have come to realize that what we're accepting is Yahushua, and we're accepting what he has done, and we're accepting his status and the authority that he came in. The authority that he came in was that of his father, representing his father here on earth. And one of the things that through my studies and through talking with people, that's one thing that is always a discrepancy is Yahushua's status and who he was. We have many people who don't acknowledge Yahushua because they don't agree with his status. They don't agree with the authority that he came in. Even when we read in the, you know, when he was here on earth, the men who were teaching the word of the Most High, or allegedly teaching the word of the Most High, or in Torah, didn't acknowledge his status. But that's one of the things that we have to understand and accept. And that's what we're saying, that we accept his status, that he came to bring us eternal life. That through his spilled blood that we will have an opportunity to make it into his kingdom with his father. So tonight's study is going to be in regards to some scriptures that refer to putting things into action. Because if we accept his word and we accept what he has done, now we have to put into action what we believe and what we have faith in. So we're going to start off in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. And this is something that, you know, we have to understand in regards to who we are. And it reads, "Do not you know that you are a temple of Yah, and that Yah's spirit lives in you?" Yah's spirit lives in us. How does he live in us? Through his Son. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6, and it reads, "But Messiah is faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the glory of our hope firm in the end." What is the end? The end is eternal life. Because that's one of the things that Yahushua offered us, eternal life. And if he burns in us and he is growing in us, see, that's what the Father will see. But how are we going to do that? We have to obey. So we're going to go hit the Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 through 8. And these scriptures are being read because this is something that we acknowledge. This is something that Israel acknowledged when the prophet Moses went before the elders. And it reads, "Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession from among all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel." Moses came and he called for the elders of the people and set before them all these words which Yahweh commanded him. All the people answered together and said, "All that Yahweh has spoken, we will do." Read, I got this part highlighted. "All that Yahweh has spoken, we will do." Moses reported the words of the people to Yahweh. So Moses heard what the elders said, and he reported it back to the Most High, to Yahweh. I stopped at the word spoken, and that's 1696 in your Hebrew lexicon and your Hebrew concordance. And the word is dabar, and that means to speak. So how did Yahweh speak? He spoke through Moses to the people at that time. And he commanded them. And in their efforts, they said that they will do what Yahweh said. Because we have to realize that when this was being told to them, they had just come out of Egypt, and so they had seen the different things that Yahweh had done to the Egyptians. However, you know, they made a commitment to do something. So now we're going to go to Exodus chapter 20, verses 18 and 19. Because Israel made an agreement with Yahweh. And they said that they was going to do what he said. They was going to obey his voice. They was going to keep his covenant. You know, and we've looked the word keep up. When you look the word keep up in Hebrew, it means to protect. So they mean they were going to protect the covenant. Exodus chapter 20, verse 18 and 19. And it reads, "All the people perceived the thundering and the lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. When the people saw it, they trembled and they strayed at a distance. They said to Moses, 'Speak with us yourself and we will listen. But do not let Yahweh speak with us, lest we die. So right here, this is dealing with that acceptance. And right here, Israel is saying, Moses, we'll listen to you. We'll listen to you. Don't let Yahweh talk to us, lest we die. Because what are they doing? They're perceiving it, and they're seeing this thundering and this lightning, and they're afraid. They're afraid. So in this day and time, we have to understand that we agreed to do something. We said that if we identified ourselves as being Israel, we said, or our forefathers said, that they will do, they will obey, and they will keep the covenant of Yahweh. But then they said that they will hear it through Moses. And we know that Moses is that mediator between Yahweh and the people. So in this day and time, we have the prophets and the teachers who have that connection with the Most High. And we're supposed to listen to those individuals because they have that connection. And from here, I went to Luke chapter 14, verse 28. And this is something that came from, you know, was brought to my mind. Because when Israel made that commitment to do and to keep Yahweh's word and keep his commandments, they didn't do this, or did they? And Luke chapter 14, verse 28 reads, "For which of you desires to build a house, build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost to see if he has enough to complete it?" And going to this scripture makes us understand that we have to sit down and examine and look at what we're getting ready to put ourselves into. Because we don't sometimes we don't know exactly what we're committing to. And that's why he gives us his law, statutes, and judgment. And that's why Paul said everything was written before time, was written for our learning, so that when we go through the scriptures, we can understand and not make the same mistakes that our forefathers did, giving us that opportunity to count the cost. And understanding that keeping Torah is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. But it's like going against the grain. It's going against the grain. It's going against this world system. Romans chapter 2, verse 13. And it reads, "For it isn't the hearer of the law who are righteous before Yah, but the doers of the law will be justified." And I looked the word doers up in this particular scripture. And in your Greek lexicon, it is 4163. And it's peotes. And it means a maker, a doer, carrier out, performer. And then this word leads you to another word, which is 4160, and it means to construct, to act, to cause. And then it leads you to another word, which is 4238, and that's praso. And that means to do, to practice. So when it's talking about doing and being a doer, that means you're making it a practice to do these things. And what are we doing? We're keeping the law, statutes, and judgments of the Most High. We're having faith in his laws, statutes, and judgments. We're having faith in him that he's going to uphold his part of the covenant because we're upholding our part and obeying his voice and keeping his commandments. These are the things that we must do when we answer that call. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. And this is Messiah speaking. And it reads, "Everyone, therefore, who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who builds his house on a rock." And we already know what that rock is. That chief cornerstone, which is Yahushua. And these are the words that we're listening to. We're listening to his words. And so I looked the word words up in the Greek, and they give you 3056, and it's logos. A word embodying an idea, a statement, speech. So these are words being spoken to us. And as we know, the words of life. So from here we're going to go to James chapter 1, verse 21 and 26. And it reads, "Therefore, putting away all filthiness and overflowing of wickedness, receive with humility the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. But be doers of the word, and not only hearers, deluding your own selves." So going here, you know, because we have, you know, we as individuals sometimes, we forget about our origin and where we come from. How we, as the scriptures say, all is fallen short of the glory of the Most High. You know, our righteousness is like a filthy rag. But when we take on Yahushua, and Yahushua is growing in us, that's what's saving our soul. That's what's saving us. Why? Because we're keeping the righteousness of the law. And that's what's going to help us get through this sinful life, these sinful ways that we have inherited through coming into this world. And when we do the laws, statutes, and judgment, and we speak them, and make them a part of us, then we become that living word that we're striving to be. Luke chapter 10, verse 25 to 27. And it reads, and these scriptures that I'm about to read, it's, you know, Yahushua, he's talking with a lawyer, and basically, the lawyer is trying to trip the Messiah up. And it reads, "Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?' He said to him, 'What is written in the law? How do you read it?' He answered, 'You shall love Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your might, and all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.'" So this is getting back to accepting Yahweh Elohim, and accepting him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and all your mind. You know, so you're doing these things, and then you're loving your neighbor as yourself. Why? Because Yahweh created your neighbor also. And if you have a connection with Yahweh, then you're going to have that same connection with your fellow man. Because you're not going to do wrong by your fellow man. Because you have a connection with the Most High. And He's leading and guiding you to do the right thing. So from here, I went to Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, and it reads, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Now, having commanded you, have not I commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, neither. I apologize, I had a phone call come in. Hopefully it didn't disconnect for you all. Look like you're still on the line. I'm going to start over. Verse 9. "Have not I commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, neither be dismayed. For Yahweh, your mighty one, is with you wherever you go." So when we're out here and we doing the law, statutes, and judgments and obeying Yahweh's voice, He's with us. He's telling us to be strong. He's telling us to be courageous. And He's also telling us, don't be afraid, neither be confused or dismayed by the things that we see out in the world. And sometimes we get caught up in that. We see what the world's going through. We see how the world is prospering. But we can prosper also. And how do we prosper? We prosper in the righteousness of Yahweh's word. That's prosperity. That's prosperity. And having that connection with the Father through His Son, Yahushua. So from here, I went to Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 19. Oh, I also looked the word do up in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And that's 62:13 in your Hebrew concordance. And it's asah. And it means accomplish, to do, make, and to bear. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 19, and it reads, "And it shall be with you, and you shall read it therein all the days of your life, that you may learn to fear Yahweh, your mighty one, to keep all the words of the law and these statutes, to do them." That is your heart. That is, wait a minute, "that his heart not be lifted up above his brothers, and that he not turn aside from the commandments to do right, to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel." And this is talking about the king and how the king is supposed to stay in the Torah, read the Torah, understand the Torah. And as we as men in the household, we are the kings of our household. We're the leaders of our household. So we have to stay grounded in Torah so that we can lead and guide our families in the midst of this world system, giving them the tools necessary to overcome those obstacles that they may be confronted with. And as an example, within the household, us doing those, the word, and keeping Torah, we show our family an example. Just as Yahushua showed us an example and kept his father's law, statutes, and judgments. And if he dwells within us, then we too can accomplish this. But do we have faith? And have we truly accepted Yahushua and what he has done? So from here, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. I have two verses that I'm going to read. I'm going to read verse 5 and I'm going to read verse 8. And I'm coming from the American King James Version. I'm reading from this particular version because I like the way it read. And it reads, "Examine yourselves, rather you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves, how that Yahushua is in you, except you be reprobate." So in these scriptures, I look the word examine up. And that is 1381. And is dokimazo. And it means to put to the test, to prove, to examine. To distinguish by testing. To approve after testing. So, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to examine ourselves. And what we examine ourselves with? The Torah. The examples of the prophets, our forefathers. These are the things that we're testing ourselves on. Because these are the examples that we've seen beforehand. And we're testing to make sure that we're doing the right thing and that we're in the faith. That we have accepted, that we have acknowledged the call. I also looked the word examine up in the dictionary, and it means inspect someone or something in detail to determine their nature and condition. Investigate thoroughly. So just like we search the word and break the word down, we also supposed to break ourselves down and to make sure that we are in line with the word. And how do we do this? Excuse me. What came to my mind was the scripture, Jeremiah 31:33. And it reads, "But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my laws in their inward parts, and in their heart will I write it. And I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people." He said that to us before. He said that to them. He said that to Israel when they came out of Egypt. But when he made that covenant, that covenant was written on stone. So man was in a position where he could see those things. And then we know that the sacrificial system was put in place. But when he talks about this new covenant He's talking about how he's going to put it on our inward parts. And how did he do that? It was through that Spirit that he was going to allow his word to be ingrained in us so that we can examine ourselves and we can correct ourselves based on his word because it's inside of us. I looked the word law up and it's 84:51 and it's Torah. And Torah is direction, instructions, precepts, statutes. So that's what he's putting in us. The directions, the instructions. He's putting in us. So that's how we can examine ourselves and that's how we can correct ourselves. Because his laws and statutes are in us. And if we are, if we have accepted Yahushua, he's also assisting us. Why? Because he's sending that Holy Spirit. He's sending that Spirit of him to us to give us understanding of his word, to strengthen us in his word so that we can do his word. From here, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. And it reads, Therefore, if anyone is in Messiah, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But all things are of Yah, who reconciled us to himself through Yahushua and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. So if we have Yahushua in us, we become a new creature, getting rid of the old stuff. Learning from the old stuff. See, that's how we can help people, because we know where we came from and we know where we're going. But when we were in darkness, we really didn't know where we were going because we had no light. But when we have the light of Yahushua, the light opens the path. As the scripture said, light and darkness cannot dwell in the same place. And when we have the light of Yahushua, as the scripture said, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. Everything is just clear to us. But that's if we have faith. And that's if we cleave to the law. And if we cleave to Yahushua and become one with the Father through Yahushua. So, these are different things that, you know, the Most High put on my heart in regards to some of the things that we must do. But these are some of the examples that he brought to mind in doing this study of some of our forefathers and how he spoke to them and they did what he asked them. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 6. I'm going to read verses 8, 13, and 14, and then verse 22. And it reads, Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, and it reads, But Noah found favor in Yahweh's eyes. Verses 13 and 14. Yahweh said to Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make a ship of gopher wood. You shall make rooms in the ship and shall seal it inside and outside with pitch. Verse 22, thus Noah did according to all that Yahweh commanded him. So he did. So right here, you know, this scripture, first example of Yahweh speaking and one of our forefathers doing, as he said, obeying his voice. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. And read. Now Yahweh said to Abraham, get out of your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. You will be blessed. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curse you. All of the families of the earth will be blessed in you. Verse 4. So Abraham went as Yahweh had spoken to him. Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. So, went to this particular story because Yahweh said to Abraham, told him to leave. Told him to leave his relative, leave his father's house, leave the land. And Abraham listened. He left. Genesis chapter 26, verses 2 to 6. And this story is talking about Isaac. And it reads, Yahweh appeared to him and said, do not go into Egypt. Live in the land I will tell you about. Live in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your seed I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. I will multiply your seed as the stars of the sky, and will give your seed all these lands, and your seed will all the nations of the earth be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my requirements, my commandments, my statutes, and my law. Isaac lived in Gerar. So I went to this story because Yahweh told Isaac not to go down into Egypt, and he didn't. He went to Gerar. Went to Genesis chapter 35, verses 1-3. And it reads, Yahweh said to Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel, and live there. Make there an altar to Yahweh, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother. Then Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods that are among you. Purify yourself. Change your garment. Let us arise and go to Bethel. I will make there an altar to Yahweh, who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. In this story with Jacob, Yahweh told him to make an altar, and that's what he did. He listened to the voice of Yahweh. We're going to go to Exodus, chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 6, 8, and 10. And this is in regards to Moses. And it reads, Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. Moreover, he said, I am the mighty one of your father, the mighty one of Abraham, the mighty one of Isaac, the mighty one of Jacob. Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at Yahweh. Verse 8. I have come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land to a good and large land, into a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. So right here, Yahweh is talking to Moses and letting them know that he's hearing the cries of Israel down in Egypt. And it reads, verse 10, come now, therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And from here, we're going to go to Exodus chapter 4, verse 20. Because before we go to Exodus chapter 4, verse 20, we give a little background. As we know, Moses was raised in Egypt. He was raised in Egypt under the Pharaoh, as we say, the adopted son of the Pharaoh's sister. So he lived in Egypt, so he learned the ways of Egypt. He was soon to be king in Egypt. Something happened, Moses left, dwelled in the land, hung out with Jethro, learned some things from Jethro, because Jethro was a priest. He was a priest of Midian. So Moses learned some things from Jethro. So now we come to Exodus chapter 4, verse 20, and it reads, Moses took his wife and his sons and set them on a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt. Moses took Yahweh's rod in his hand and went there because Yahweh sent him to Egypt. And verse 20 is talking about how he returned. So he did what Yahweh said in regards to obeying. Because that's what we're talking about. Doing. Obeying. Understanding. That you have to do something. And it's the doer of the word. Not just the hearer. It's the doer. So now I'm going to Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 1 and 3. And it reads, he said to me, son of man, eat that which you find. Eat this scroll and go. Speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat the scroll. He said to me, son of man, cause your belly to eat and fill your bowels with the scroll that I give you. Then I ate it, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth. Then I went to Hosea, chapter 1, verses 2-3. And it reads, when Yahweh spoke at first by Hosea, Yahweh said to Hosea, go, take for yourself a wife of prostitution and children of unfaithfulness, for the land committed great adultery, forsaking Yahweh. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim. And she conceived and bore him sons. So, like I said again, just dealing with different prophets when Yahweh told them to do different things, that they did it. They was obedient. From here, we're going to go to James chapter 2, verse 18. And it reads, yes, a man will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I, by my works, will show you my faith. See, if we have faith in the word, we're going to do the word. Because that's how we show our faith in the word, by being obedient to it. And that's what these brothers did, our forefathers. When they was told to do things, they did them. And these are the things that we must learn from. You know, and the scriptures say, few are called. So if you're called to do the will of the Most High, you're of a special class. If you acknowledge his word, acknowledge his son, you are a special breed. You are that breed that heard him speak at the foot of Mount Sinai. Because it's in you. As the scriptures say, my sheep know my voice. And we know that the Most High speaks through his prophets, because there is a mediator. Why? Because Israel said, hey, we are listening to Moses. We are here, Moses. Don't speak to us. Because they were very afraid. Because they were afraid of dying. So we, as believers in this day, have to do the word, but we also have to listen to the men that have been chosen to speak his word. And they are speaking according to his word. Because they're keeping those laws, statutes, and judgments. And that's what they're speaking, and that's what they're teaching. From here, we're going to go to Romans chapter 6. I'm going to read verses 13 and then verse 16 and 17. And it reads, Romans chapter 6, verse 13, says, neither present your members to sin as instrument of unrighteousness, but present yourself to Yahweh, to Yah, as alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to Yah. See, because when we was sinning and practicing sin, see, our body, which is that temple, was sinful and an instrument of unrighteousness. But when we take on Yahushua and we present ourselves to Yah, we become an instrument of righteousness. Verse 16. Do not you know that to whom you present yourself as a servant to obedience, his servant you are whom you obey, rather of sin to death or of obedience to righteousness. But thanks to Yah, that whereas you were bond servants of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto you were delivered. See, when we cleave to Yahushua and acknowledge Yahushua, that's what happens. We become a bond servant to righteousness and not sin any longer. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And it reads, therefore, I urge you, brothers, by the mercies of Yah, to present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to Yah, which is your spiritual service. And I want to hear, because if we have taken Yahushua, and as he said, take my body, take this bread, for it's my body, take this wine, for it's my blood, we're taking him in, that spiritual, just as he was that manna from heaven. When we partake of Passover and we go through that ceremony and we take that bread and we drink that wine, what are we doing? We're acknowledging what he has done. And we're acknowledging the change that we are becoming. And what are we becoming? Him. And as we sacrifice our daily life of not trying to sin, we show his righteousness to keeping the laws, statutes, and judgment by obeying what he said. So, family, I had another page there, but I realized this other page don't go with what I'm talking about tonight. And that was actually my last scripture. I'm going to read it again. And just going back to the theme of what we was talking about, and that is putting your acceptance into action. Chapter 12, verse 1 again. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, by the mercies of Yah, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to Yah, which is your spiritual service. So, as believers, Yahushua, and accepting what he has done for us, and accepting the authority, we too have to accept the good and the bad. But not really, it's not really bad, but that burden of being a sacrifice. And we're being a sacrifice because we're giving others an opportunity to know the truth. And us sacrificing is a good thing. It's a good thing. Striving to do the will of the Father. Striving to follow an example of Yahushua, accepting the fact that he is that chief cornerstone, accepting that we are a part of this body, accepting that we are a part of this temple, of this house that Yahushua is building. We have to put in our part. We have to do our work. We have to obey. We have to keep the law, statute, and judgment. We have to help one another to understand. So, This concludes this evening's session. And I hope that all receive these words how the Father wants you to receive. Open your mind to another aspect of being a believer in Yahushua, being a keeper of the Torah. Merciful Father, we thank Thee for this opportunity to be with Thee on Thy Sabbath day. We thank Thee for Thy loving kindness and bring us to this point to give You praise and give You honor through Thy Son, Yahushua. We ask of Thee to strengthen us as we prepare to slumber. We ask of Thee to assist us in standing on Your word in our unconscious mind as well as our conscious mind. We ask of Thee to help those who are in need of Your assistance, both mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We thank Thee for choosing us to walk in Your ways and to acknowledge Thy Son when He called. Blessed are You, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are You, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are You, Yahweh, the Holy Power. Blessed are You, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are You, Yahweh, who restores His presence to Zion. Blessed are You, Yahweh, the Beneficent One. Blessed are You, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Shalom, Israel, and have a peaceful slumber.